I'm Annie Taylor. I'm from Bowlula. I'm a Yanyuwa Garawa woman, and I'm in the choir. So this song, Harmony, was made by the ladies who were sitting down the boat ramp, and it's called Harmony. It's about everyone together and around the world, across the world together, and we think it should be like that, you know, all everyone together. Yeah, it's well for everyone to think about working together.
What's it like to stand and to be able to sing and to, you know, sing with these other strong women?
Well, it takes you, you know, it's building your confidence and self-esteem. You know, standing in front and singing something that's so beautiful and got meaning to it.
Is there any other songs that you like that you're going to be performing?
Yes, we're going to be singing All Together. It's about strong women in the four language group. So all their songs in language, in their language as well. Yeah, about strong women in Bowlula.
Tell me about those four language groups.
Four language group, there's Yanyuwa, there's Garawa, Gurangi, and Mara. Yeah, four language group there. Even though my language is Yanyuwa and Garawa, but I'm learning Garawa and Mara too. Gurangi and Mara, sorry. Yeah.
And how has that been for you? What's it like getting to learn?
Different language, different words, yeah, to us. Yeah, it's good to learn. Yeah.
Is it easier to sing in language than have to learn another one just talking it?
I reckon it's good singing in language because you know what you're singing about in language. You know your language. It's good to because all the young ones can sing in the language and learn their language as well. Yeah.
How important is it to make sure that language does stay strong and stay strong through song?
Well, it's important for our people, culture, our land, our spirits, you know, in the surrounding areas there, that we know the language. And in our land, our language belongs to all different part of the land around Bowlula, and it's good to keep that alive, that language alive. It's good because not only singing but other people listening and, you know, want to learn too.
One of the oldest spoken languages in the world, you know, and people still get to hear it, let alone being able to speak it. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Shelley Morrison, I'm a singer-songwriter here from Darwin. My grandmother's country is Yanyuwa, and so I've been working over 10 years, maybe more, within the community, writing songs, and we put out that album a long time ago, 10 years ago, I think it is, Nambala Wijile Wonongo, and so together we are strong. And this idea came from my sister, Marlene, that lives in the community. And she thought of, let's keep singing going, let's make a singing group. So we had to come up with a name for the group. And so our oldest ones in the community, oldest women, and we all talked about it, and we came up with Arkula Yimbayara, which means, we sing, together sing. And so, it's been really amazing. And, of course, there's another three languages that I'm having to get my learning the Garawa, Gurangi and Mara language. But I think there's just something happens when we're all together. It's so beautiful. You know, sometimes your hair just stand up with the sound of us together. And so it's a real privilege and honour, of course, to be with the family again.
Yeah. Getting Tiwi women together, Borroloola women together, it's just going to be a phenomenal, you know, sort of connection. Why is there so much value in bringing two different groups together through music?
I think in the old days, I mean, the reality is that we used to go many, many places and visit and marry into that family or go to those islands. And I mean, you know, we're saltwater people too, inland and saltwater, same with Tiwi, they're same. And so we're able to not only share stories, we'll be able to share some of the same foods that they love. There'll be, you know, a bush tucker together. Yeah, it's just about us getting together. I think us women, we need that support from each other. And that's why for over 60,000 years we have gathered mostly together and, you know, we've hung out a lot together, you know, in a cultural sense, because there's a real strength in that.
What about you? How's your life changed over the past 10 years since you've been hanging out and connecting with these women?
Look, I think I've become more at peace. And I think that's the most powerful thing. I think from sitting down in our bush, and I still go bush a lot, I still work in loads of communities. I think the priority is to be close to family. Of course, after COVID, you know, I've got things still planned and things still to do, but I really love the remote community work and I feel really happy there in the bush. Any bush, really. I just love being in remote locations and working with remote community people on a project that they want to do. So, yeah.
And the music that has been written for this, tell me about the process behind all of that and how it's all come together.
Well, the process has always been working with, obviously, the language speakers. And now the languages there are not spoken completely fluently by the whole community, so they're called nearly extinct. In fact, I think according to, you know, the Balanda or the Whitefella system, they are, but to us they're not. And so one is to rebirth. They're already spoken, we've got people that speak them, so what is just gathering more people and hopefully the children. And I know they're doing workshops, you know, at the school in these different language groups. So to bring our kids back up into it and, you know, because it's a very precious part of our society.
Aside from learning culture and language, what else do you think people learn through standing up and being able to sing in front of other people?
I think it just, you know, such a sense of pride and happiness, you know, the sense of joy that we've done this. We've started something, but we've completed it. We've stood up in front of 100 people or 50 people and we've sung our, and people enjoyed that. I think there's no better feeling. And to come from the bush and to have that, because there's so much knowledge, you know, with my grandmothers here and my auntie, you know, they're way more knowledgeable than me. And so I'm the learner, you know, I know how to put songs together, but they're my bosses. And you know, to have us all to be on a stage together and to see the joy and the happiness, obviously, in their faces as well, because it's about listening and it's about that deep listening. And so that's a real beautiful thing for people to come and listen and really listen to the stories of that region. And this is what the show will be, you know, stories of surrounding the Macassan, songs around that, stories around, you know, what was it like back in the day, stories about how powerful, open our mouth and sing our traditional songs. And so those stories can be shared around the nation and around the world.
I'm Martha McGinney. I'm really happy to see families come up and join us and sing with us. I'm very, very happy for that. I am really proud, even for my granddaughter Shirley Morris here with us.
My name's Rachel McGinney. I'm in the choir. I'm from Borla, but I live in Darwin. I haven't sort of performed before, and like, it's going to be my first time, and listening to all this song and, you know, hearing how strong it is, because in our community, women are very strong part of our community. We, you know, we take responsibility of looking after our kids and our family. So that's why this song, Together, it's all about us and how strong we are.
So this is going to be your first time performing. How are you feeling about that?
Bit nervous, but I would go through it and I'll think I feel better because I'm doing it in front of my family, which is in Boron, and there are other people we are pretending to as well, but hopefully that I'll get through and I will, and I can feel it myself because I'm so proud of what I'm going to be performing and showing my kids and young generation after me how, you know, if we can do it, they can do it as well when they get older, because kids do that, need that on being a role model, because we are older and we can see us, so we, you know, if those old people can get up, we can do the same. That makes us proud to feel kids and show them, you know, this is, anyone can do that. Kids, grown-ups, older people, you know, the whole community can do it, get together and do it.
Hello, my name is Nancy McDinney, my Aboriginal name Yugwal. And it is really important that, you know, we're really happy singing this song. Sometimes we have to sit up really strong to sing it loud in the audience. And it's really good for our children to learn. When they see you singing, they want to get up and do singing themselves. And we say thank you for my granddaughter there, that she always come and, you know, get family together and getting up singing. We never did this before, this is the first time. We did for that Namara, the Yanyua from the first song. It was really good. It made us proud when all the, my auntie was still alive, you know. But we're really happy that we're going to keep going with Shelley Morris, teaching young ones.
Singing a song by the light of the fire. Too many broken hearts today. Too much fighting is not our way. Little ones watching all that we